Well, Jess, firstly, maybe you can bring us right up to speed with the women's team. You compete in Northwest Cricket Union Section 2 in the Women's League. And last year, just missing out on promotion, so I suspect you hope to go one better this time around.
Definitely. Our eyes are definitely set on working away up that table. The new girls team started out there in 2023, so we did have a team a few years ago. But we revamped everything and we came back in 2023. We started off with just a few girls kind of looking to set up a team in St. Johnson. A lot of us are supporters of the men's team, and that's how we've all kind of come about that, to join the women's team. So we held a few taster sessions, started our recruitment that way, bringing in everybody no matter what their experience was. And then thankfully for our first match, we were delighted to be able to put out 8 players. Now usually you're supposed to put out 11, but we were absolutely delighted to pull together 8. So that was back in 2003 for our first match, and now heading into the 2025 season, we're looking at maybe 18 to 20 girls registered by at least the end of the season. So definitely a lot of growth, and potentially up through the years now we might be able to put out 2 teams and have one in each division, which would be great because the development from the girls is just fantastic.
Now you are the only ladies team in Donegal.
Yes, we are indeed, and there's that many of us that could fill a few areas. We just seem to be growing this year a lot, which is great. We get a lot of support from the likes of the local hockey and badminton teams. A lot of girls who are just starting out with us have those transferable skills. So in a geographical way, we're kind of blessed that way, having lots of other sports clubs around us. So it's great to see the club going in that direction.
So give us an idea sort of where the players are coming from. It's quite a big radius.
Yeah, so you've got the likes of myself who come the whole way from Derry. You've also got guys coming from the likes of Rafo hockey team. A lot of our players, I'd say 90% of them maybe, have played hockey at least once or twice in their life. So we've got a lot of those guys. We have a few who would have played badminton locally as well. And then we've had ones who used to play with St. Johnson back in the day when they had a ladies team who have now returned. So we're getting ones everywhere, which is great because everybody brings their own skill set to it. Everybody has knowledge in different areas, so putting them all together really made for a great women's team and a great experience for everyone.
How long have you had connections there?
So my connections will go back now maybe 7 seasons. So my partner would be the captain for the men's team. So I had no sporting ability at all before I started coming out to watch, and my first few years was just watching and assisting with the tees. And I would say that is the same for a lot of the girls here on the team at the minute. They either didn't play cricket before, they might have came and watched a few matches, or someone in their family had. And then back in 2023, two of the Macbeth girls actually decided to try and set up a team in the hope that we could get everybody to partake, and it just made it more of a fun experience. Instead of just coming to support someone else, it was nice to actually come out and be able to play in your own team. So in 2023, when they brought them back, that's when I was like, oh, I want to do more than just watch. I'd love to see if I have any skill whatsoever to actually play in the team. And then from there, that's where we got all of these daughters, we have mothers, we have sisters, we have friends, cousins, we've pulled from everywhere. It really is family orientated out there, and having the girls involved as well as the men just has really brought a new sense and like a rejuvenation to the club. So now it's our third season now this year as the new St. Johnson ladies team. I know in the past I wasn't a part of it, but they had a very successful team. And it's so nice to have some of those members back again as well playing for us now. And even if they're not playing, we have female scorers, umpires, everything. So it really is just bringing a new lease of life to women's cricket in the North West.
And not just the North West, but across the whole country, things are very much on an upward spiral.
Yes, definitely. In our division alone, we've grown and we have 7 teams in the second division and there's 6 women's teams in the first division. Majority of clubs now across the country do have a women's team, if not 2 women's teams, which is great to see because for so long, women's team haven't been getting the light shed on them that men's teams do. So it's so nice to see it going in that direction. And then a few weeks back, we actually held the T10 President's Cup at St. Johnson, which involved us and Eglinton and Bonds Glen. And we had our female scorers, our female umpires, and it was to celebrate the development of ladies cricket in the Northwest, as well as our oncoming ladies president. So the president of St. Johnson now, Fiona Rankin, she was the wicketkeeper for the first St. Johnson ladies team. So it's so great now to see those kind of things coming through and having a ladies president, and it really is going in the right direction for women's cricket.
In terms of match day, your games, most of them will be midweek, is that right?
Yeah, so we have our matches on a Wednesday night, and they'll all show as well on the match day fixture, so you'll be able to keep track of every runs and wickets, and it's great because it brings a competitive side of things to it as well, which is good when it comes around to the Northwest Awards at the end of the season.
And the actual app that is used, it's bang up to date. It's a very good bit of IT that gives you the scores almost instantaneously, and there's a lot of detail as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great even coming off a match, being able to look in your phone and check how many runs you went for, how many, like, what your scores and stats and things were. And it's great too, so you can't make it to a match. Like, I know, unfortunately, I'm going to be away on holidays for one of our matches this year, but it means I can monitor when I'm away, and it is instant. It's great. The app, really, this time round has been fantastic.
So the league games, how many overs would they be, and generally, how long would a match last?
So ours are 20 overs, and we start about 6:30. We try to be cleared up around 8:30, but it just really depends on how each team's playing. But you're looking maybe an hour and a half, each side.
And what about training? Do you meet up on other days?
Yeah, we must be sick looking at each other at this stage, because if we're not training, we're meeting up to go for dinner or team building evenings. But at the moment, we train on a Monday and sometimes on a Wednesday if we don't have a match. And we're very blessed because our coaches have been a credit to the club. They've been so good at keeping us. They actually would play for the men's team. So we have Graham McCarter, who joined us in Johnson a few years back, and he kind of took over the coaching for the ladies' team. And that's where our progression, our growth has come from. And he's just fantastic. He loves coaching the women. The women really respect Graham and his point of view. So he would take us on a Monday. And then recently we've been training on a Wednesday just on the run-up to it. So 2 nights a week at the minute, but it'll go down to just the Monday now when we start playing on a Wednesday.
There's interprovincial competitions, there's cup competitions. Who knows, somebody could end up on the Irish team. There's a pathway there for players to progress.
Definitely. I even think, I know last year there was even an under-18 ladies division as well. It's great. They've got the likes of the Northwest Girls, the Dragons. Just seen ones were selected for it yesterday from a few different teams. So it's brilliant to see all those kind of teams coming through at a higher level for young girls coming through. It's definitely something I missed out on. Like, there wasn't any cricket for me to play when I was younger. It wasn't a sport I knew about until I started watching it in the last few years. And it makes me quite sad that I would have loved to play it at a younger age. There wasn't enough of it. It wasn't like it is today. So seeing that come through for younger girls coming through in the development, it's just brilliant to see that the level that some of the younger girls are at. It's like, it's not just for the adults and the ladies. It's amazing to see young girls getting involved in it and being able to play even in mixed teams as well. It's brilliant to see.
And it may well be fairly limited in the Northwest in terms of schools cricket, but I suspect that's something that you'd love to see happening in more schools.
Definitely. Speaking for myself, I know primary school, we definitely didn't have it. Secondary school, I went to school in Clonry out in the country, and we had a good few yard more boys out there at the time, so they loved their cricket. So we had a cricket team then, but again, it was just for men. So it's so nice now to see the option of women getting to play, and I see a lot now on the Northwest Socials, a lot of the work they're doing with local schools. I think this week they even had like an inter-schools match, which was lovely to see all the primary schools and the secondary schools getting involved. And a lot of our under-18 girls here still at school, they would all play for their school teams as well now that they've started training with St. Johnson. So you can see that it's growing not just in St. Johnson, but in the schools. And because they had the confidence to play with us, they're now going into their school and looking to play in the cricket team and progress themselves that way. And we even have a few girls here going to like the Northwest underage training now because they started in St. John's. So it really has, it's just brought a whole new lease of life to things. And it really has changed a lot of our lives and the girls' team for the best. Mm-hmm. A lot of friendships have been made. Like, a lot of career progressions have been made too, because having the common things to talk about with people who are around us is great.
There's a social side, there's a networking side, and for the clubs and local communities, it's all very positive.
Yes, the community side of things is really, really important to St. Johnson. For the likes of the men's team and things, we do be geographically challenged because we're in a smaller village. A lot of the players who are from maybe the north will stay to a team in the north, and it is hard for some people to travel because you have like Letterkenny is close as well, but we're still quite small in regards to our facilities and where we're based. So to see the community coming together and the women bringing in new people and bringing in their families, a lot of the women have done a lot of the fundraising work side of things. I know I work very closely with that, where we host, we do our match ball sponsors every week for local organisations. We hold quizzes, we hold different events and things throughout the year, and that's all stemming from the women's work in the club. So So it really has had a new big change on the community as well as the club.